Dave in Ireland says, is Bin Laden sipping cocktails in the Hamptons, Long Island, with Saddam, or did the U.S. government really bury his body at sea? Bob, get Ion to spill the beans.
Okay, he really is dead. Okay, he really is dead. And it's so hysterical because the only reason they know that he's dead is they used DNA to prove that it was him because they got DNA from his sister some time ago. So 99% says of DNA, that's ridiculous. That's what we've been saying about DNA. You're only using it to get the baby daddies out of jail, whereas here you're only using it to prove that you really killed the right Osama. But then the newscasters mess it up. Hundreds of them, if you got some of the Jimmy Kimmel business, they were saying that Obama's dead, not Osama. They were saying Obama, and they just kept messing it up, kept messing it up. It was ridiculous. It was great fun. So, yes, he is dead. Ding dong, Bin Laden's dead.
When was he killed?
Okay. Sunday, well, it'd be your, well, there... Sunday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
This past week.
Oh, yeah, just the other day. And they got the DNA, shot him in the head, shot him in the eye, gathered him up, did the DNA test, got the DNA test back, I guess, and this all took on the cover of night for 40 minutes. Got the DNA, got it all tested, and on the way back home, dumped his body in the ocean.
Yeah,
really,
so you're,
isn't it?
You're saying that he was killed... But yeah. the way it would be reported was prepared, the DNA and all that was prepared earlier.
No, they had to find him. That they could find him.
Are you making fun of them doing it in 40 minutes, or you're saying that's possible?
We're just pointing it out.
They did get the DNA from him after his body was killed in September in Sunday.
They dumped them
and they did all that, and there's no surprise to that.
Apparently. And now the big decision is whether to release the photos.
I went through this with Ion last night, melting titanium, and there's a vagueness here that's not being addressed, and I don't know if he will. I mean, why are you pointing, laughing at the all these crazy things they did, or a lot of stuff they did, implying that they wouldn't have time, so it sounds like they didn't do that. They'd already had it, and they knew where he was living for years, and then Obama
They knew exactly where he was since last September.
Okay, so then Obama waited
for you knew that, but he didn't say anything, so it's
and
all
you
right.
pointed out last night that Obama waited till he had filed for re-election papers, whatever that is, that, you know,
yeah.
And then once he knew he was going to go run for president again...
Knew he was going to run for president again, but he didn't know that he was going to be so low in the polls when he started his re-election miss. And now, all of a sudden, it becomes Reagan, Carter, and the Afghanistan hostages.
Right. So you're
wait until Reagan gets in and then release the hostages so Carter doesn't get the traction President Reagan does.
Right. So Obama is trying to get traction for his reelection campaign by having it done now.
Dude, of course.
And that's the only reason it was done now?
Right. Apparently there was no hurry. They've only been scouring the planet for 10 years, 9 years, scouring the planet.
Yeah, now, James, what Ian said last night is that Bin Laden has been gloating and enjoying his bliss over the last 10 years that this little goat herder, I think Ian calls him, toppled the huge American super empire. And now the empire has, plane problems in the airports, constricted traveling, all the other stuff of the Patriots Bill. He considered that was an incredible victory. He enjoyed that victory for 10 years and was ready to leave anyways because he was sick of his dialysis problem.
Yeah. Now, don't forget, he got in power because of the United States.
Yeah.
When the battle was going on, when Russia was going to take over Afghanistan, that's the only time they created the Taliban.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is this idea, James, that, you know, the guy's hiding and worried and a loser and gets killed. He went out when he wanted to. He was sick of being in a sick state. And he gloated as a victor for 10 years. You know, so he actually went out quite in a state of joy. He got everything he wanted. He even got exited when he wanted.
Everybody always gets everything that they want.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a controversial statement there.